What happens when you send two men, each with a particular passion, I think it's probably safe to say obsession, into the bush on a mission to find something on the brink of extinction? We're about to find out in our first edition of The Botanist and the Birder. The Birder is RN's resident twitcher, Matthew Crawford, and The Botanist is, of course, director of the Royal Botanic Gardens in Melbourne, Tim Entwistle.
Continue on Little River Road for 5 kilometres.
And there are the Yuyangs right in front of us.
Perfect.
All right, well, I'm Matthew, the bird man.
And I'm Tim, and I'm the plant man.
And what's this location we find ourselves at today?
Well, it's the Yuyang. So we're about, 50k just west of Melbourne. A little pimple of a mountain range in some ways, but quite beautiful today with the sun on it. And somewhere in here, there's a very rare orchid called a little dumpy. It's listed as endangered in Victoria. Around Melbourne, it's been restricted right to a very small area, only one or two or three spots. So this is an orchid that's very hard to find, and I'm hoping today we're going to see one.
Well, my part of this mission today is to show you a seasonal parrot.
Okay. Well, my orchid's actually a seasonal orchid. It's an autumn orchid and very, very rare. Is yours rare?
The Swift Parrot, yeah, well, yeah, it's federally listed as endangered. It breeds in Tasmania in summer and then migrates up to the mainland in winter. And it's a parrot that behaves like a lorikeet. Now, lorikeets are nectar-eating parrots, right? The Swift Parrot's not actually a lorikeet, but behaves like one, so it's a little bit curious in that sense. There's been a history of clearing forests in both Tasmania and the mainland, and that's had an impact on both the breeding down in Tasmania and on their northern winters as well.
Mm. Well, that's not dissimilar to this orchid I'm looking for. It's a green hood, and it's one of the bigger green hoods. So there's this green hood over the top of the flower. They're down at ground level, but it has a very short stalk, so I think it looks a bit dumpy. But it's endangered, but only in Victoria. A lot of that's due to land clearing. Same kind of thing. It used to be probably spread, well, maybe across the volcanic plains, I guess. These days, you only find it in a couple of very isolated spots, very close to Melbourne, no more than about 60 kilometres from Melbourne, as well as, interestingly, up in New South Wales. There's a big disjunction these days.
I've got something for you.
Oh. Now, what do I do with these?
Well, you turn them around the other way for a start. There you go. So there's your own pair of binoculars.
I put these on and I'll suddenly see birds.
You will see an amazing abundance and diversity of birds.
But what I can see is a eucalyptus, could be a yellow gum. I can see...
Oh, yeah. Well, yellow gums are good. Yellow gums is one of the reasons why Swift parrots are likely to stop by the Yuyangs. So with the yellow gums flowering in winter, yeah, that'll be one of the things that'll attract swift parrots to the area.
See, I'm not looking up in the trees, Matthew. I'm only looking down the ground.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I gave you those binoculars to look for birds. There's a nice grey shrike thrush. We heard it calling. Oh. It's just popped under the building over there.
Yeah, but they don't stay still long enough to see them. So tell me, what's the secret? With plants, they're there. They're hard to find sometimes. This orchid will be hard to see. But at least sitting in the one spot. How do you track a bird when it's there 1 minute and they're gone the next?
Well, that's all just part of the fun.
Right. Okay.
I'm enjoying it. I don't come here to have it all like served up and made easy for me, Tim, no.
Right, okay. Well, let's see if we find my orchid first. What I'm looking at is when we find a rock like this, or we find a bit of a bush where those kangaroos and those rabbits can't get their nose in. So in a way, we're looking for a very protected spot just somewhere around these granite outcrops. Now, I think I might have found the first orchid leaf. Now, this is...
Oh, my goodness.
When you're looking for orchids, of course, you know, you're after flowers, but when you don't find the flower, you get just as excited by seeing a leaf. I'll just have a look. Okay, this is a sun orchid leaf. So this is a Thelomitra, and it's... Look, all it is here is a 4-centimetre green bit. Looks like a bit of grass.
Yes, I'm pretty amazed that you actually picked that, just looking at that, because, as you say, it is just like, it looks like a nice, clean, green shoot of grass.
Yeah, if we look at it closely, though, it's a little bit of a sort of triangular in cross-section, a bit of a groove down the middle. So what's going to happen, probably not till spring, though, there'll be a shoot come out of that with a single flower, that'll open up on a sunny day, and that's a sun orchid and a Thelomitra. So this leaf is our very first orchid we've found, but it's not a greenhorn.
Now, what have you got over here bird-wise? Tell me what you see on that fence post.
Okay, what I can see is a very red patch. Oh, it's flying.
Yes,
it's okay.
It's flying to the right. I've still got it.
Some white, some grey, some black, and that beautiful red blotch on the front of it.
Scarlet robin.
Oh, there it is again. It's on the post, and I can see that little white patch. I can see the red breast, of course, which is sort of more orangey.
Oh, well done, Tim. You've got another bird.
Is it?
Yep, we're dealing with two robins now. Oh. That's a flame robin. You said it was much more orangey.
Yes.
The male flame robin has an astonishingly orange breast, and it also extends a bit deeper down. It's pretty widespread through southeast Australia, from South Australia through Victoria, Tasmania, definitely, and up into New South Wales. So flame robins are good, actually. They spend the summers up in the mountains. They can move further up, and now that we're into autumn, they're coming down. So that's my first flame robin of the year, actually. I'm pretty happy about that. So let's just note that down here.
So what are you doing there? You keep pulling out your phone each time, and you're just sending emails, are you?
I know you're thinking I'm terribly rude, like I'm just sending sort of SMSs to friends or something, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, orchids can be a little bit boring for some people.
No, I'm riveted, believe you me. No, this here is an app called BirdLog, and what it's doing is allowing me to log my sightings of birds, according to time and place, into an online service called eBird. And what that does is it takes all these sightings like this and collates them up into an atlas of bird diversity and abundance around the world.
Oh, that's very like a citizen science project that I've been involved in, which is called Atlas of Living Australia. And that not only has the kind of records you're talking about, but also links it back to herbarium records. So when you preserve a plant and you press it between bits of paper and then you put it into a herbarium, those are there as well, but you can add to that. So if we find this orchid today, I can quickly get out my phone as well and type it in there through the Atlas of Living Australia.
Well, we've done our circumnavigation of the park pretty much now. How do you think we went?
Well, I'm disappointed, Matthew. I was going to show you some pretty exciting orchids today. I thought at least we'd find a couple in flower and a few others, and my total tally for the day is two leaves.
Two leaves of sun orchids, yeah.
And none of these, you know, lovely green orchids I was going to show you. A bit too dry, I think.
So as for my swift parrots, you know, there has been a reported sighting here in the last week or so. So that gave me some hope. I haven't seen or heard any swift parrots. But, you know, I'm still feeling very good about those flame robins that we saw. We saw a beautiful Nankeen kestrel, actually, on the road on the way through, and it just perched just beautifully for us to show itself off to us. So that was a nice one as well, I think.
It was. But a lovely day out. And I mean, the great thing is when you're looking for orchids, and I assume it's the same for birds, part of it is you know, it's a bit daggy to say, but part of it's that journey. Part of it's looking around, discovering things. So we'll have to come back. Although I'd prefer to take you somewhere where I think there might be more orchids next time. And I reckon I can do more than 25 or 30 orchids if we go to the right spot.
25 or 30?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, there's spots down on the Round Anglesey area where you get 30, 40, 50 species in small, sort of almost, you know, square metres. There's a lot of orchids out there. You just got to know where to look and get there the right time of year.
I think we can all agree that Nerdy Obsession was the winner on the day. That was Tim Entwistle, our resident botanist and director of Melbourne's Royal Botanic Gardens. He was with RN's bird guy, Matthew Crawford. That was the autumn outing of the botanist and the birder, and they were taking us to the Yuyangs, just to the west of Melbourne.